How do you know your team's strong enough? If you can't bring down the charging bull and don't wave the red cape at it,
you were sent here for a reason. And even if it takes you the rest of your life, find out what that reason is.
No, at least I want to
go Justice League.
Batman v Superman. It should be Lex. Or even if you introduce in a sequel to Man of Steel, introduce Lex in that, and then have it be Lex and the Joker, like we talked about earlier. Have the villain of Justice League be Brainiac. And then save Darkseid for later team up.
That's what threw me off so hard. We can agree on that. That's something that threw me really fucking off about Justice League. It's like, because Mother Boxes, like that, and I said this earlier, Mother Boxes are kind of like the end all be all.
We're starting to agree. That's at the things. Very end. I wanted this to be a fight.
We'll fight over that. But at least for now, because like I've always had disagreements with how DC's done the universe. I think I could do a better job, dead ass. Like seriously, you put me put us three in the DC writing room. We could write a better, like, even if you don't have, we could write a better story.
Oh, I've been and wanting
I don't
to
even
for
have
the
any
long
knowledge
time.
Of DC shit.
Mine is enough.
I'm also enough.
No, I know y'all motherfuckers is enough.
And like, no, like you're right. The mother boxes are the end all be all. And like Brainiac makes way more sense because Brainiac's like, first off, he's a galactic threat. So like, it still makes sense that you need to gather all the heroes. He comes from Krypton, so you still have like that versus old Clark, like Superman can still like show up type shit. He needs to be there type. I don't know how you would want to do that. But then like Martian Manhunter.
Don't
like,
kill Superman off. Yeah. That's one of the biggest things. Like they didn't have to kill Superman off. Or if you wanted to kill Superman off, look, I know you don't. Look, DC, I know, Zach, I know. Y'all didn't want to copy Marvel. Y'all didn't want to copy Marvel's homework. Y'all really just should have.
They did.
Like literally we make these things called templates for a reason.
Yo, I was
because they work out, right? Yeah.
You can literally do anything you want with it. Like the road has been paved. Why try to pave another road?
Yeah.
Why try to pave another road? You can make your own road down the line.
You don't got enough right now.
It's not about what you do. It's about how you do it and how you explore your ideas. That's kind of how it is. That's how it is. Why go out of your way to try to be it's an edgy attempt to be different that just really doesn't pan out.
I agree.
So there's one more thing story wise I like to talk about that you said brought me back to it. And this is something I talked about with Shaquise, because it was interesting. It's an interesting line. I keep hearing it over and over again because I do. If you don't know me, I like trailers. I love trailers.
Yeah.
I watch them shits all the time. And Justice League trailers, I actually didn't dig those things. I like Steppenwolf's little monologue. No protectors here.
Yeah.
No lanterns. No Kryptonians. And they repeat that so many times. And then I think, wait, why do you care about Kryptonians? Why do you care about Kryptonians? And then it started bugging me like a bug in my head. Why do you care about Kryptonians? Because here's my thing.
Yeah.
What happened to Krypton?
You got blown up. Sorry, being
so what
serious?
Happened? No. Let's keep going. What happened to all Kryptonians on Krypton?
Some of them escaped. Most.
No. As far as the universe Krypton. At wide knows,
they're all dead.
What happened to Krypton? All dead.
Yeah.
Dark Side, big motherfucker, right? Big dick energy. Why the fuck would he care about dead people? At this point, Superman has never been where.
Space?
Fucking space. So why the fuck would they care about a Kryptonian they never even known of? And also, how would they know he's Kryptonian?
Okay, I think this can answer a few questions. Like,
go ahead. All
right, so when Clark died and he screamed, he was the last Kryptonian. So when he died, the mother box sensed there was no more Kryptonians in the universe and in that general vicinity and then turned on.
So
I'm pitching that.
No, okay. I want to hear what you got.
I do, because you're right.
I'm just going to be stepping on your toes because we've already talked about this.
Yeah.
Where you, it was a really interesting thing you said, where it was in the original cut, Superman's scream didn't awake the mother boxes. That's a thing for this cut of the film.
Yes.
It's not really an intuitive way of initializing the plot for this film.
I agree.
It doesn't really make... They still wouldn't know he's a Kryptonian, though. They don't have knowledge of Krypton.
Right.
Other boxes have knowledge of everything. Sorry.
But no. That's knowledge that you got from reading a wiki about Mother Boxes in the comics, right?
I've watched a lot of Young Justice.
As far as the movie goes, because we can only go from knowledge that is inferred by the movie.
Yeah.
All we know about the Mother Boxes is that they are change engines that create a unity and can terraform a planet to become like Apocalypse.
Okay. No, in the Snyder Cut, you're correct. They do say that, but in the Snyder Cut, they do elaborate on it, where it's like it's magic so ancient. Like, sorry, it's technology so ancient and powerful, it's almost like magic. So you got to think like.
Okay. No. That is what we call hand waving. That doesn't say anything specific, so we can only go by what we know because the characters only know that.
That's fair.
Right.
You're right. I'm bringing knowledge that I. From outside of.
Exactly. And that is one of the problems of the Snyder Cut is that it expects you to do that.
Yeah.
That is one of the trappings of the Snyder Cut is that it expects you.
I do feel bad for people who don't know what the mother boxes are.
Yeah.
Because like for those who don't know what a mother box is, you're just like, okay, it's
they're
like,
a MacGuffin.
My friends made so many jokes. Quite they're just honestly. Like, all right, so why are they fighting over 3 AllSparks?
I wouldn't have fronted them if they said, why are they fighting over 3 Cosmic Cubes?
No, they kept calling it an AllSpark the entire movie, and I was like, you know what, you got, because they don't do a good, and like, to be fair, an AllSpark is the equivalent of what a mother box is almost in the Transformer universe. It creates life, like fucking same.
Wouldn't be surprised if Hasbro at the time, or whoever owned Transformers at the time, had ripped off that idea from DC.
Honestly, I wouldn't be, they're exact, mother boxes and AllSparks are exactly the fucking same, if we're being honest. Exactly the fucking same.
Because if there's one thing I know about comic books and properties from the 90s, is that they all stole from each other. So it's,
yeah.
Deadpool and Deathstroke, anybody?
They was just ripping shit the fuck off.
Remember like Zords?
Zoids?
Zoids? Yeah, no, Zoid. There was Zoids, Zords, fucking Power. They were all just Power Ranger ripoffs, which were just in the trail of Ultron. Like, Ultron? Is that what that Ultra?
You're talking about Ultraman.
Ultraman.
But, isn't that the first one?
But it's
you want to know where Zords actually came from?
What?
Spider-Man.
Excuse me?
So back in the day, Marvel had either sold or given the rights to Spider-Man. I might be getting this wrong, people, so you know, go ahead and tell me in the comics. But Spider-Man shipped off some of the rights of Spider-Man, or gave the distribution rights of Spider-Man to Japan.
Yeah.
To Toei, I think. And Toei made their own Spider-Man adaptation where he's a tokusatsu hero, some Japanese dude who wears these bracelets and becomes the emissary of hell, Su Spider-Man. Spider-Man, in that show, has a mech called Leopardon. It's pretty much a robot with a lion face that has a spider web on the mouth. You've seen this, I'm guessing.
Yes. Wait.
Super Sentai at the time was only just a 5-man team that sometimes had really cool vehicles. But after the success of that Spider-Man show, and one of the things they saw were a success was the mech, they decided we need to put that in Super Sentai. So the next Super Sentai series that came out, I think the year after that, had a mech in it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? That's good to know. I did not know that, actually.
Yeah.
That's good to know.
Fun fact.
Damn. All right.
Trading price fact.
No.
Well, like, all right. That makes sense, though. But yeah, sorry. Like, I just have too much knowledge. DC does shit badly. They need to fix the sparks.
Yeah.
The cubes.
Yo, you got it right.
The sparks, the cubes. Are we done talking about characters?
No. Because there's the Amazons. I do want to talk about the Amazons.
So good.
And I think they did do a better job of the Amazons in this one rather than a Whedon cut. Because in the Whedon cut, they didn't really show why they're a force to stop Steppenwolf, why they were given a box in the first freaking place.
Yeah.
But in here, they are fighting their ass off.
Bro, I loved the horse scene. The horse riding scene. I don't know if... was that in the Whedon cut?
Yes.
That was in the Whedon cut?
Yeah.
That's about all that was in the Whedon
cut. Really?
About all, yeah.
Why did that... I felt like I was watching that for the first... like, maybe...
They might have been... they might have changed. I think they added some slow-mo. They might have added some sequences.
When that girl, like, put the fucking lasso on the, like, the cube and was, like, just scooting...
Yeah, that was a thing that happened in the Whedon cut.
Was that in the Whedon cut? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's fair. I might have just blanked that out. I thought that was I felt like, well, regardless, it was in the Snyder cut.
But a lot of the stuff when Steppenwolf actually shows up, I think, was just really good when they were fighting in the temple itself. And also having Hippolyta actually try and stay and fight again helped her character. See, these are the things that help your character, rather, as what I was saying in the beginning. that hurt your character, mm-hmm. right? This is how, like, because a lot of this and in Wonder Woman 1984 is pretty much set up for what they're trying to do for an Amazonian movie. If you know, they're trying to make a solo movie with the Amazons.
I see it.
These are the things that would help make that interesting.
Yeah.
You know?
I feel like this sounds so, like, I don't know. For, like, I feel like if you're going to do an Amazon, though, movie, you kind of really got to focus on the action scenes a lot more.
And which they, like, will probably do, but I like some world building.
I'm not interested enough in the Amazons. Well, unless unless Wonder Girl comes from there.
Well, here's the thing. A movie and a story should help you become more infatuated. These should tickle your fancy. You know? And then when you sit your butt in the seat, you're like, well, damn, that's pretty cool.
You know what? That's fair. I hope they do. And if it comes out, I will watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how they would do it personally. I know there's just like a bunch of like side Amazons in the comics that are like pretty important. Like Hippolyta, there's
Diana's
half sister. Yeah, like a bunch of half sisters. Like, so I'm down for it. Just like,
there's that one Amazon who sacrificed herself from 84.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember
what her name was.
Yeah, Hippolyta's sister.
It's some Greek name.
I can't remember.
Some Greek name, but like they could focus. A story you could tell.
You're talking about somebody different. You're talking about the one that was played by old Wonder Woman.
Yeah, the chick who had the Phoenix armor.
I was talking about a different chick. But no, her. Yeah.
Like that could be a whole movie. Her coming back.
That probably would be the movie.
Yeah.
Quite honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, they worked hard enough to fucking set it up in 84,
mm-hmm.
enough to detract from that film. So
good. That was how'd you guys feel about? Sorry, quick. How'd you guys feel about 84?
Not as good as the first one, but all right.
The cheetah fight scene just kind of felt meh.
Well, that's because you could barely see it. Because every other superhero fight,
I thought it was just my settings,
put it in
bro.
The dark, bro.
I thought
that wasn't your TV. Don't adjust your set.
DCDU, the dark universe, nigga, because we can't see shit.
All right, sorry. I need, since we're on the characters, I'm gonna go now. So
yeah, please.
All right, I just want to go back to the Flash.
Okay.
All right, so I like with personality, we're on a stalemate on that. I will agree that it's kind of creepy the way he treated Iris at the beginning. I'll give it that.
That was bad.
I do think everything past that though is like I don't think they missed with like his story. I don't like. The fucking, like, because that was one thing I know was different from the Whedon cut.
Let me check my notes. That was different in the Whedon cut.
Like, especially the end where he did, like,
that's all new footage. Because
he made it. Because, like, in the Whedon cut, he made it, like, he touched the cube, everything worked fine. But, like, I loved the nightmare scenario where shit went wrong and the Flash had, like, spoiler alert?
Just go at it.
Where the Flash had a fucking run back in, because that's, like, the Flash thing. Like, where he ran back in time, even if it was a few seconds, that shit was so fucking sick looking. And, like, I love that. Like,
real good, yeah.
Because, like, I'm a DC fanboy, but I'm a Flash fanboy above, like, most things. And, like, that moment was, because the Flash is almost supposed to be one of the most OP characters in, like, the DC universe. Like, when they're fighting Brainiac in Justice League, it happens too. Like, even the cartoon, they're fighting Brainiac.
And he's just running around the world,
hitting, punch, that was
really cool.
Even as a kid, I think
it's cool as fuck.
Yes.
Wait, is Justice League
the Bruce Timm series that we were talking about this morning,
scene, like, that was when I first, like, as a kid, I was like, and it was, like, if you haven't seen it, please watch, because, like, Brainiac's just, like, everyone's fucking down. Brainiac's just sitting, he's like, yeah, and, like, Flash is like, oh, shit, and he's like, yeah, that's right, run, and he just, like, runs away, and you're like, shit. And
then it's over.
Like, boom!
Yeah.
Boom! Like, fast.
And he just knocks off armor off of Lex Brainiac. Yeah, he tears him apart, and then
he gets stuck in the Speed Force because he goes too fast, and they literally have to, like, drag him out. And I'm like,
I think I've seen that scene.
I want that scene later, but I know, I'm so sad this was, like, the last movie.
So, and that's one of the things is I could see that Flash doing it.
Yeah.
I can't see this Flash doing that. Because while the Flash in the Bruce Timm Justice League is kind of goofy, and Grant Gustin Flash is kind of goofy, they're not Ezra Miller Flash, right? Ezra Miller Flash is kind of like what a boardroom of directors thinks of a funny side character is.
I agree.
You know, and there's a part in the Whedon cut where a lot of the Flash's story is about him being alone, being sort of an outsider of society. I mean, it's what there makes them all you know, come together is how much of outsiders they are. Here there isn't that. They focus on his dad, yes, And his dad telling him he needs to do something different with his life. Basically, the story of every parent with a child fresh out of college. And that creepy Irish scene. And then him being, they focus on him being the comedy relief for the rest of the time.
I agree.
And I feel like they even cut short his story, his time with Bruce, that conversation, because there was something that Shaquiz brought up, and I hate to steal it from you, but they cut out the brunch scene.
Did they?
Yeah.
That was not.
They cut out the brunch dialogue between him and Bruce, and then cut out the one of the good moments from the one of the after credits, where Superman and Flash are doing the iconic race between them, and they talk about brunch. And it's like, these are nice little moments. Mm-hmm. And that's not there. You know what is there?
What?
Batman saying fuck.
Darkness.
Yeah. Ooh, great. Edgy.
Do you think once again, haven't seen the Whedon cut. So let's move on to Batman. Because, like,
Flash. No, you have. You just erased it.
I really have.
What's that shit? It's like you Manchurian candidate that shit out your brain.
Bro,
yeah.
Because I love DC so much. That movie was just like, nope. Like, literally, I remember watching that movie in theaters. I walked out.
So this is one of the craziest things. And I'm just on a side tangent. Yeah. Back to Batman v Superman. This is one of the craziest things why I'm just so surprised people love Zack Snyder so much, is that he is the person who thought it was a funny idea to fuck with the fans and kill Jimmy Olsen for no fucking reason. That was a thing he decided to do, admittedly.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, y'all know he don't care about y'all, right?
Yeah, I was kind of with that. He didn't have to kill Jimmy. He didn't have to kill Jimmy.
And then try to backpedal it by going, oh, wait, no, that was just Jimmy's twin brother. Like,
what? I mean, I know this is comic books, but that's that thing that I keep talking about is that backwards explanation, backwards writing. I don't like that most of the time.
I totally understand. That makes sense.
That's a dumb reason.
I don't like that either.
There's another thing too, since we're kind of just all over the place. That's just what this podcast is going to be right now, because this is just passionate. I love it.
Yeah.
Back to Superman.
Yeah.
Superman's resurrection, right? The resurrection of Superman.
Of Christ.
Of Christ. Also, the ship kind of looking like a cave. Anyway.
I'm not going to say
I am saying, Jesus. But when he. Once again, one of the biggest differences I feel like between the Whedon cut and the Snyder cut is just the vast difference is that the Whedon cut is about hope and the Snyder cut is about Superman.
Yeah.
Is that when Superman does come back in the Whedon cut, when we see him join the team fighting against Steppenwolf, what does he come back in?
The normal fit, right?
The red and blues.
Yeah.
That hope. In the Snyder cut, when he comes back to the group, what does he come in?
The black suit.
Why?
Okay, see, I know too much about the comics though, so like I can tell
this. No, I know. Hold on. Because I'm gonna match you here.
Yeah.
I was a fan of the Death of Superman arc. Yeah. I realized how special that was. The cover, that silver and black. Ooh, baby.
Yeah.
See. There was no reason for him to do that.
Oh, there is.
Especially when he passes up the red suit right the fuck there. While both of his dads are talking about him being hope. What does he do? The black suit. Please go.
All right. So, I know too much about the comics.
No, please. No, go ahead.
We bring it in the comics, though. Because, the full black suit is actually just, it absorbs more sun. Mm-hmm. It's really that simple. And that's why he flies up to the sun. He absorbs more sun. That's where he gets his power. So the black suit is the equivalent of just kind of like, I'm serious now. Mm-hmm. They should explain that more. That's something they should be like he's looking at his suits and then maybe even just some little written metal dialogue that says absorbs more sunlight or some bullshit.
Well, literally. They have both of his fathers full dialoguing over the scene. They could have just had one and had Jor-El just go, well, now that you've resurrected my son, you must put on your black Kryptonian suit to absorb more sunlight to become powerful.
I agree.
Once again.
That would have been better.
You know?
Something. It just doesn't.
Only as a comic book fan would I catch. Like, literally everyone else is like, so is he evil now? But literally only if you read the comics are you just like, why is he wearing that suit instead of the red one?
And this is a thing that holy Zack Snyder does as a director of comic book material.
Yes.
Say holy, he does,
holy as a director of comic book material.
This
man wants you to know that he is a fan of comic books in the worst way. Mm-hmm. He does the same thing in Watchmen.
I was literally, that was like, when the minute you said that, I was like, yeah, Watchmen. Because like, first off, incredible movie. I think Watchmen is like one of the best superhero movies.
Not agree.
I'm so sorry.
Wholeheartedly agree. Disagree.
I haven't seen it. Haven't read it either.
One, okay. You
should.
It is one of the most. It's one of the most amazing reads ever.
Yeah.
And in, the movie is one of the most amazing copy and paste jobs
ever.
Except in the parts where it's important that it's a copy and paste job.
Yes, because there's you know the details that they change around. Mm-hmm. That like, but like, and sorry to get into Watchmen real quick.
No,
but
I'm glad.
Like, if you haven't seen the show,
we jumped all over the place. Not yet. Not yet. Haven't seen the show yet. I need to.
Okay, without spoiling anything, the show.
I heard that's good.
Like, you guys should watch it. Incredible. Mm-hmm. And like, second off, the show takes like, it follows the comics.
Thank God. I was about to ask you, please tell me it's a sequel to the comics and like, not the movie.
Without spoiling anything in the show, and I think you'll only get this. Mm. You should watch the movie before you read the comics, just as a side note, if you ever do.
Wait, what? Why?
Just because it's the spoiler. But in the show, it rains squids.
Oh, okay.
Like, consistently.
Weird.
But like, that was the plot in the book.
Yeah, so. No. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Squid.
Like they straight up have like alarms that go off. And like, yeah, no.
There are things I want to say, but I can't because you need to read the comic book.
It's really good.
But there's a thing that Zack Snyder does in Watchmen in the movie.
The beginning or?
No, it's just a character thing. You know Ozymandias?
Yes.
How in the comics, he's yeah. like has Egyptian gear because he believes in Egyptian gods and it's tied into his character. Mm-hmm. But in the movie, he wears a rubber bat suit like in Batman Forever and Batman and Robin. Why? So Zack Snyder can make a joke about bat nipples.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's literally it. Yeah. An in joke between him and comic book nerds that's just like, why, Zack? Why not try to put a little bit more effort? So when I see the thing about the black suit, and I understand where you're coming from, in the comics, yes, it did have a purpose.
It has a purpose. You feel like Zack Snyder just did it.
It's just jerking off to the fans. It's trying to jerk off the fans.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's no purpose for it.
I agree.
You know, it's just little things like that you could literally get easily. And the thing is, you could have fulfilled that when it, like, the Whedon cut does that. The Whedon cut does that homage. And I'm pretty sure it was a Zack Snyder shot scene because, again, jerking off to the fans. His funeral, they have the Death of Superman flags that look like the cover of the comic book there. And I was like, you know what? That's a nice touch. I really hate that they did the Death of Superman so early. But for what they did, that's a nice touch right there. I get it. Oh, that was great. Here, it's just like, eh. Because they didn't even show the funeral scene. They even dig up his body. From where? We don't even know he's not buried. Like, if you didn't see the Whedon cut, you wouldn't even know they buried Clark instead of Superman. You know?
Did they not show the burial in Superman?
No. No, they didn't.
They do.
They show it in Justice League.
No, they show it in Batman v Superman because at the very end, you see
the rock, the pebbles float.
Yeah. So they did. You know he's buried. They just dug him up. Sorry, I got you there.
You didn't get me.
I understand.
It still pisses me off.
No, I understand. But you got me. I get what you mean, though. Like, there is, he definitely took, like, and that's, like, maybe that's why I can mm-hmm. enjoy it a little bit more than, like, you, for example, because, like, I know all the backstory. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, all his fan jerk off moments, I relate to them because I'm like, oh, I know what this is. I've been waiting for this in my entire life. Like, mm-hmm. So, like, I totally understand what you mean. And, like, he could have still had those moments by just, like, just a few lines of dialogue here and there. He totally could have still had the same moments. Or just, like you said, just have his dad just be like, now you've died. Now look at the black suit.
You know, some shit like
that. More sun.
You know what I mean?
Now take it and fight Darks. Like, something dope. Like,
something. But they didn't do that. Okay, let's continue because you stumped me and I don't like that. So now I got to come pull out the notes.
I was just gonna say, if this is Superman's Get Serious suit, is he just gonna wear that from now on?
Nope.
Or is he just gonna bust it out when Darkseid shows up? Or is it just going to be shown here and that's it?
It's so
if assuming there are more films, yeah, like and things like
there
that.
There won't be.
I mean, there won't.
That bums me out. I want more. Because like here, and I understand if you don't want more
good movies.
I want to give him a shot. Like, give me more, and by not Zack Snyder. I want to give the universe he's made a shot because he introduces a bunch of cool characters.
Nah, I want them to nuke that shit and start over from the beginning.
Let's see.
If we're going to be comic books,
over here
hit us with the Flashpoint then.
And just fucking, not even Flashpoint, just say, we failed. We didn't do what we wanted to do, but we're going to keep trying. We're going to start from the beginning.
We call that the Ang Lee approach.
Something movie.
I thought we called it the Robert Pattinson Batman. Isn't that them just doing that?
I thought it was just
what is that? Like, sorry,
this is more Batman.
Batman is another DC Batman.
Is it in the universe? Is it just?
It's in the DCEU.
The extended universe, a different universe of DC.
DC has changed from a cinematic universe to a these are your boys
that's
right
the
here.
Exact opposite of what they should do because that's confusing to the audience.
No, see, I don't agree with that.
Because my first like
for people that don't know,
like you go like
we got
if you,
two different Batman. Yeah, who's, if you who's the actual Batman?
Yeah, you show up to a Batman. Like if you show
okay,
up to
but
this
see
Batman
that
movie,
same argument right there is what kept DC from putting Batman on television for the longest time. It's what shortchanged Suicide Squad being on Arrow for the longest time. Because they felt that it would be confusing for audience to have. It's what kind of sidelined Flash for a bit, too. Because of them being like, well, we don't want to confuse them
I'm so glad they did that.
The little shot with them in the same thing. That's what I'm saying. So them sideline all these. Let me just get to my point. Is, damn it, now I lost it. but no. That is what they've been saying for the longest time because they believe audience was that stupid, right?
Yeah.
But then they go when they open the doors to that, allowing Grant Gustin and Ezra Miller to meet each other in a way that a Flash, you know, situation would happen. It people went nuts for a little moment for 13 seconds. That was amazing.
Okay.
Also allowing them to sort of bring in other aspects of your Titans,
yeah.
Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing.
What was this on?
Crisis of Infinite Earths. It was an Arrowverse special.
Oh, did they bring in like everybody?
They brought in, they didn't bring in everybody. It was just a little moment in between like a story
was
arc.
Was it Flash? Was it Flash like Ezra Miller?
Ezra Miller Flash. It was Ezra Miller Flash. This motherfucker, here talking to Grant Gustin, like, who are you? You're the Flash. He's like, the Flash, because you know he hasn't been named as a Flash in the Whedon movie. Yeah, he's like, the Flash. I'm gonna go Flash Iris. Anyway, he's like, that was a great moment because DC, other than before Marvel even, was all about multiverses.
Yeah.
That's their bread and butter. Yeah. That makes sense for them. Them that and Elseworlds type stories make sense for DC. So them opening up to the DCEU makes sense to me. It's DC and Warner Brothers actually starting to think like they're supposed to. That is one of those key differences that can separate them from Marvel is that they could easily do that and we wouldn't even bat an eye. Because when they were doing the Justice League stuff, people were like, is Grant Gustin going to be on Justice League?
Yeah.
That would be gas, in the words of Mr. Karl Rob.
Yes, sorry, it would be.
I
love Grant Gustin's Flash, by the way. I think he's pretty good.
What the freak is Stephen Amell going to show up as Green Arrow in the daggone? That'd be crazy.
Honestly, I agree. I don't see why, like, I guess it's because you just have, like, they just need to buff Flash a little bit more. Probably after this Flash movie, they would be open to it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I agree. Like, they should just do a, like... DC has so many fucking options and they always choose the worst one.
Yes. Yeah,
and like
the problem,
even
honestly.
With like I can admit it, I love this. I think this is one of the best DC movies, but there's so many other choices they could have made in that movie that could have just made it so much fucking better. And I think they're afraid to like alienate their bases or something. It's like, dog, like give us a little dialogue and keep it fucking moving. We're kind of cool with it.
So like, I really feel like they were afraid of that. But ever since they saw Joker do gangbusters, they're opening up to that so much more.
Yeah.
Especially with like having things like James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
They're starting to open up to that so much more now. Especially like them making that announcement tells me that they're ready for some kind of change. I'm not saying it's going to be a good change, but I'm starting to see a bunch of good stuff, including that Suicide Squad trailer from them now. So it's like, I'm looking forward to what is going to come from DC, but right now, like with this Snyder cut, I feel like I was scared it was going to be a step backwards where we're going to give the universe back to Snyder. Now, on the topic of wanting something like to come from this, one of the things I did like that I would love to see and I'm mad I'm not going to. That almost it really got me. There were two things that got me. And we're gonna talk about these endings right now. Because two things that got me.
One,
Lex out here giving up this man Bruce's name to Deathstroke.
Bro, yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to see a Ben Affleck. I've been wanting to see a Ben Affleck solo Batman movie because I feel like that would be great. I think Ben Affleck is both a good Batman and Bruce Wayne.
Oh, he killed, like, I never understood the hate for Ben Affleck, Batfleck. I never understood the, like, hate for it because, like, I do kind of get it. Like, it was really bad writing, but, like, his acting, like, I think Snyder Cut did him way, like, I was very fuck Batman, honestly, before this, the Snyder Cut. Mm-hmm. By the end, I was like, yeah, no, like, Batman had so much more cooler moments. Like, I fucking loved, like, they kept the scene where he's like, what's your superpower? I'm rich. Like,
yeah. No, because here's the thing. Here's the thing that people kind of like forget with a lot of these portrayals, and that Ben Affleck kind of gets like really good, but also they get wrong with directing Ben Affleck, is that Bruce Wayne is supposed to be a billionaire playboy charming type of guy, and Ben Affleck gets that in every scene that he is Bruce Wayne.
He nails it.
But I don't need that when he's Batman. Yeah. They need to hold that back because out of everything, and this is something I said in a Ween cut a long, long time ago, is that the only thing dark and scary in the hero side of the DC universe should be Batman.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Everybody else should be their own type of shining light because Batman's the pragmatist. Batman's the realist. Batman is the man, is the mortal in a room full of gods, if you want to say that. You know, Batman is the type. I love this panel from, I think it was like a Super Sons issue, either that or a Superman issue, is that it's Batman, it's Batman, Damian, Superman, and Jonathan and Lois, right? And I think it's just a talk between Damian and Jonathan. No, John, Superman's son.
Oh, okay, bad.
Yeah. I think it's just a conversation between Damian and Jonathan. Jonathan's like, your dad has a countermeasure for every one of his friends. Like, he knows all their weaknesses. Yeah. Doesn't yours? He's like, no, he has all their names in their calendar. Like, this is the difference between these two guys right here. You know what I mean? That's what it should be. And that's just like, that is how you truly represent these two. And I haven't gotten that fully.
I agree heavily, like, upon thinking more. I agree heavily with the solo bat. What?
What?
Martha.
Oh, God.
Martha. No, I agree heavily with the solo. I agree heavily with the solo Batman movie because, like, Batman needs to be more of an alter ego.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Like
Bruce Wayne.
Needs to be more of an alter ego.
Yes, sir.
Right. I need like more like Bruce, like having to do Bruce Wayne things, smiling, charming, doing all like, haha. And then like, I need a hard switch. And like, you can't do that. Like, that's the thing. You can't really do that unjustly because I know who he fucking is. Like,
yeah, motherfuckers is giving out people's like secret identities like it ain't nothing, like, in this movie, like, too, fucking, by the way.
I did not like that.
No, not at all.
Bro.
Also, can we talk about how
they said his name in front of a bunch of cops and a reporter?
Exactly. That was like, crazy.
Bruce.
But can we also
everyone else? So is it the billionaire?
I think Bruce Wayne is Batman.
He has a lot of resources.
If Batman showed up in like our society and Superman shows up to fight him, he was like Elon, I'd be like,
right? Is it?
I wonder which Elon Musk it is.
I think it's Elon Tusk. I think it's Elon Tusk. But no.
I'm just Elon with Tusk.
But can we also talk about like how Wonder Woman just calls out Cal's government like that? How'd she even know that?
Cal out.
They didn't even have no conversation.
That's a good question. I don't think that happened to Batman v Superman, but how do you know this nigga is Kal-El?
They did go to his funeral.
But who would know he's Kal-El? His mother is gonna call him Clark.
How do you think his mother knows he's Kal-El?
Like, the only way they would know is if they went to the ship, which they did after that.
You're right.
Which they did.
They
went to the ship before.
She didn't say Clark. She says Kal-El.
She says Kal. Come back to your senses, Kal. It's like, but you don't know him like
His name is Clark.
Yeah.
His name is Superman to you. You don't even know he's Clark Kent. Who the fuck are you?
She doesn't know shit because she showed up at the end of the movie and she only ever met Batman until they fought Abomination.
You don't even know who this man is.
She went to his funeral and that was it, and they didn't call him Kal-El.
And I know Wonder Woman is intelligent. She's been alive for a long ass fucking time, but she wouldn't know that.
She would not.
And they don't give us an indication that she'd know that. It's not like that slipped past me, though.
It's not like that, he introduced himself me. Like, hey,
I didn't think
about it. I was just sitting here like, because it's just been government calling out the whole stuff. And another thing about Flash, because just like when we talk about secret identities, he didn't have to stand in front of Iris that long and just give away his whole ass identity
He definitely did. I thought he was going to run away. I thought he was going to save her and keep it moving, but like he saved her, made eye contact. I was like, all right, now I'm going to, and then ran away with the superpowers.
And then the thing is, the pet owner lady is looking right in that direction. So like for a split second,
she would have seen him.
And then he's supposed to be in front of her. She maybe sees him in the road, and then he's cuddling with the fucking cats and dogs.
I guess
if you see an explosion,
you know what I mean? Yeah, she's looking at the truck.
That's what I said too.
That's what he said too. But like,
because I would too.
He's just standing right there. It really was,
and it's for a long enough time.
It is.
I mean, I guess. I mean, you know, bystander effect. She's still in shock. I can let it. It slides because I can understand it.
I'm just saying.
Still a dumb decision.
That's a whole ass other reporter right there. Is like, I wonder who the Flash is.
Who's this guy who can move really fast? There's a superhero who can move really fast. Maybe they're the same person.
Like the only person that makes sense for is like one Wonder Woman keeps her secret identity better than anybody in the whole Justice League.
The thing is, she just like puts on different clothes. She looks exactly
the same.
DC superheroes don't make sense. They to look me the anymore same because the only- Batman. Batman wears a cow.
Yeah,
Superman. Puts on a cape and changes his hair loopy.
And takes off glasses.
Oh, he takes off his glasses. Wonder Woman changes her outfit.
Puts on a tiara.
Wonder Woman changes her outfit. And Marvel, we put on costumes, nigga.
Yeah.
The only one wears a suit. He has a fucking mask on. He's
right. The only one who in the Justice League doesn't give a fuck about their secret identity is Aquaman.
Yeah.
And that's in the comic books too. That shit is hilarious to me because
he doesn't give a fuck.
He doesn't, and everybody makes fun of him. And he's just like, I was reading New 52, Aquaman's introduction, it's not.
I like the static. I read the static issue, the Flash issue, and like one other. I didn't read like all of them.
Oh, it's bad.
Oh, what?
Continuity wise, they don't know what the fuck. Continuity wise, New 52 was like the DC movies for a while. Until they got kind of better.
Damn.
Well, yeah.
I need to reread those then.
Don't do that. If you love them, leave them in your mind. But there's a portion where he comes into like a shop, a little diner, and he's like, I'll have the fish and chips. And everybody in the diner just looks at him like, are you supposed to do that? It's like, fish, I want to eat. they're like, but don't you talk to fish? I really talk to the sea. The fish just kind of do what the sea say. I just want my fish and chips. Like,
that's funny.
It is. Now Aquaman at the start of New 52 run was pretty good. That shit was funny. But no, okay. So I would love to see, because I really wanted to see a Batman solo, like being a detective, facing off against Deathstroke movie. I think I didn't even see that outside of like some animated shit. You know what I mean? That would be amazing.
That'd be pretty cool.
Two, I think one of the biggest surprises for me that they actually got right was Martian Manhunter.
Oh, yeah. My nigga.
Bro, when he should, like, he, I, because, okay, so it's Twitter. So I saw Martian Manhunter trending.
Dang.
I didn't click on it. Yeah, literally, I saw trending, and I was like, I when I see something trending with any, like I saw Kurama trending 2 weeks ago, didn't click on it. Mm, I saw Martian Manhunter trending, like I didn't click on it. I was like, all right, like maybe it's at the very end of the. So I was like, I expected like a post credit scene.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, just watching. I was like, all right, cool. And then like he changed. I was like, and they made him black. They used the black. Like that's. I'm sorry.
That's been standard since.
But like, I Bruce wasn't Tim? Sure if they would do it.
has that been standard since Bruce Tim?
It's been standard since at least Justice League. He's always been like,
right.
I think that's the whole point. Is he wants to? The whole point of it is like he wants to be like the most looked down upon type of human you could be. Like you know what I mean? He wants to hide in plain sight.
Exactly.
Yeah. So
I find it weird how they used him in here. to kind of like just change that scene where Lois shows up.
Yeah, like that was
because
that
in the Whedon cut, does Batman's like, no, he doesn't. Batman's like with Alfred's like, yo, set up that contingency plan we got, and then the contingency plan through cuts and editing looks like, oh, he got Lois Lane to show up at that one time to calm Superman the fuck down.
Yeah,
here it's like fucking Lois gets spurred on by Martha Manhunter to show up, right? Also, everybody just showing up at Bruce's place. Bruce is just like, bruh, what? Like, wait, can y'all? Shit, I guess I'll be seeing you, green guy. Like,
right? No, right?
Like that.
I love Martian. I love that addition, though.
But
I wish he'd been in the movie.
Yeah,
but that would have been actually good.
Honestly, that would have been a good change.
I really,
as usual, leave your thoughts down below. Comment. We have comments so many places. We're on Twitter, we're on Instagram, we're on Facebook, and of course if you're listening to this on Facebook, you can comment there. If you're listening to these on iTunes, then you know, do iTunes things. I don't know. rate and review us if you really do like, if you love us like that. Rate and review us so that we can be like the first thing people see and not like the chit chat or from Wisconsin or the movie club from Walla Walla, Washington. Ugh. Those guys suck. Exactly.
I've seen them.
They're the worst.
Dog shit.
But speaking of finding people, Carl, where can people find you on the internet?
Oh shit. If y'all ever trying to find me, my at's I stream on Twitch, I'm on Instagram, and I'm on Twitter. On Instagram and Twitch. Just it's Major_Mangos. Major spelled like the rank, M-A-J. Major_Mangos, MANGOS, no E. And same thing for Twitch and Instagram and Twitter. It's just that, except no underscore.
Okay.
Yeah, just check me out.
Shaggy's got anywhere they can find you on the internet? You got anything you want to pimp right now?
No, but in preparation for things, you can follow me on Twitter at SpaceTimeLegend.
Okay.
Follow my dude, Space Time Legend.
That's some foreshadowing. There are things, possibly.
There are things that will be happening this year, unless I get fucked.
Okay, well, that got graphic.
But I don't plan on being fucked. So it
just keeps going. Yeah, I would never get past the censors. Anyway,
fuck the censors.
Damn it, man.
Man, we're getting shadow banned.
Can we just... They are revolutionizing on this podcast. Can we chill? But that's it. That's it from us. If you did hang out this long, and I might have the same ending for every single one. So if you hang out for the first episode or the last of this series, we enjoyed your company. Hope you enjoyed ours. Let us know your thoughts. We're out. Peace.
In the Middle East.
It was gas.
Said the age of heroes would never come again.
It will. It has to.
We live in a society where honor is a distant memory. Isn't that right? Batman.